Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around. About time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool.
Hello, and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and every week I bring you a new hour of music about a different theme, each episode a different topic. And I'm here live every Monday night on Radio Free Brooklyn at 9 p.m. Or you can listen anytime at everybodyplaysthefool.com. This week's theme, in honor of the fall season and the changing leaves, and of course, the majesty of Narragansett beer, tonight's theme is New England. So tonight we'll hear songs about the region, songs, we'll hear some artists who came from New England, and generally celebrate the wonder that is Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and yes, even Connecticut. We're going to start things off here with a great song about New England by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. This is going to be their song, appropriately titled New England, here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh, oh,
I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum de dum de dum day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'll talk it dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Right on. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Go. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, I love New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England.
Copper comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, and Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Old whiskey comes from old Kentucky, ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. You come from Rhode Island, and comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. They plow land in the cowland of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you, you come from Rhode Island, little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming, a camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota, coats come from Dakota, but why should you be blue? For you, you come from
so bad. You know the summer's coming soon, though the interstate is choking under salt and dirty sand, and it seems the sun is hiding from the moon. Your daddy told you when you were a girl the kind of things that come to those who wait. So give it a rest, girl. Take a deep breath, girl. Meet me at the Bay State tonight. And the snow is coming down on our New England town, and it's been falling all day long. What else is new? What could I do? I wrote a valley winter song to play for you. Days and afternoons spent pottering around in a dark house with the windows painted shut. Remember New York staring outside as reckless winter made its way from Staten Island to the Upper West Side, widen out our streets along the way.
Welcome back. This is Everybody Plays the Fool with tonight's theme, all music about or from New England. And you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. That's right, New England, that magical land of clam chowder and candlepin bowling. It has a rich musical history, and let's go over just a piece of that history. What you heard in that first set, we started off with Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with New England. And then we heard Blossom Deary with the song Rhode Island is Famous for You. Before I keep moving on, I should say the song that you're hearing in the background right now is a very important piece of New England culture. The song is called Brass Bonanza, and it is the official theme song of the late and not so great, but still beloved, Hartford Whalers. So where was I? Jonathan Richman, New England. Jonathan Richman is from Natick, Massachusetts. Rhode Island is Famous for You by Blossom Deary. That song is originally from a Broadway show written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz by the great Blossom Deary, one of the best cabaret singers of all time. And then we heard from New Edition, a group of kids from Boston, Massachusetts, with the song Candy Girl. That's off of their first album, which was recorded in Boston with a writer slash producer that gave them their start, who was also from Boston. So a lot of New England history in that one. What did we hear next? We heard the band New England. That is the name of the band. Their song Hello, Hello, Hello. New England was a rock band from Boston, of course. They put out a few albums in the late 70s and early 80s. They're best known for their big hit, Don't Ever Want to Lose You. And then we heard Fountains of Wayne with their song Valley Winter Song. And then closing that set out, a very important piece of New England cultural ephemera, that was the theme song to the commercial for the Block Island Ferry. And that commercial has been playing on radio and TV since the late 80s throughout New England. It was written and performed by Rhode Islanders Rob and Cindy Kelly, who used to have a band in the area back in the 70s. Now, the region of New England is known for a lot of different things. Obviously, there's the Revolutionary War and the beginnings of the United States. The equally important, delicious maple syrup. It's also where both basketball and volleyball were invented. And it's the birthplace of brands like L.L. Bean, Ben & Jerry's, and of course, Dunkin' Donuts. New England is also known for hatred towards the Yankees, even though the word Yankee was invented by New England. And aside from Boston sports, I gotta point out, New England is the least religious region of the U.S., although we do still cling to our deeply held Protestant values like not selling beer after 8 p.m., and of course the right to mispronounce indigenous place names for centuries. That's an important one as well. As you can guess, I am myself a New Englander from the small town of Lyme, Connecticut, which is the home of Lyme disease, so there's another thing that New England is known for. You're welcome, everybody. Hearing some more important New England music in the background here, but let's get back into another set of New England songs here. I hate to fade this out, but we'll hear some more from them in just a bit. So we're going to get into a song now. This one has a ton of New England references throughout it in the lyrics. This song is called Walcott, and it's by the band Vampire Weekend. And it's kicking off this next set of New England themed music here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 69, New England. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Lives the holy tonight. Walk out, fuck the women from Wellfleet, fuck the bears out of Provincetown. Heed my words and take flight. Walk out, don't you know that it's insane? Don't you wanna get out of Cape Cod? Out of Cape Cod tonight. Walk out, don't you know that it's insane? Don't you wanna get out of Cape Cod? Out of Cape Cod tonight.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same.
these are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket, just his wife and family went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's a man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Paul.
He may ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man. He's the man who never returned. Hey to Charlie.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born.
If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod.
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Setting so hypnotized by the lovely
evening summer breeze warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You
listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Everybody Plays the Fool. Tonight's theme is New England, and we're most of the way through the show. Still got a few songs left to go, but that was the second set of New England themed music. Hope you enjoyed it. We started off with a song with a bunch of New England references. That was Walcott by Vampire Weekend. Lots of Massachusetts references, even mention of Mystic Seaport in Connecticut. And then we heard the Wild Weeds with No Good to Cry. They were a band from Connecticut from the late 60s. That was only a regional hit song, but the singer and guitarist, who is Al Anderson, he went on to play in one of my favorite bands of all time, NRBQ. He was in that band for about 20 years. He is now a songwriter in Nashville. Very successful. But that was Al Anderson back in his Wild Weeds days, back in the late 60s. And after the Wild Weeds, we heard the theme song to Cheers by Gary Portnoy, another very important New England piece of New England culture there. And then we heard the Standells with Dirty Water. Ironically, that band, the Standells, they had never been to Boston when they released that song. The song was written by their producer about it, I guess inspired by a trip he made to Boston where he got mugged. So the internet tells me, but I like the carpetbagger hits, the big themes to song to towns that people have never been to before. But that was the Standells with Dirty Water. Now a classic Boston song used by all kinds of Boston sports teams. And then after that, another great Boston song. That was the Kingston Trio with their version of the song MTA. That song was originally written for a mayoral campaign way back in 1949. It was later in the 60s. It was a big hit for the Kingston Trio. And that song is the inspiration for the Charlie Card, which is the transit pass that you get riding the T in Boston. So nice piece of Boston culture there. And then we heard the great Patti Page with the song Old Cape Cod. I'm pretty sure she had never been to Cape Cod when she recorded that song too, but it's still a great song. That was a big hit from 1957. And then we closed out that set with another song from the 50s from just the year prior, 1956. We heard that great rendition of Moonlight in Vermont performed by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong off of the first of their great duet records that they put out. And that featured the Oscar Peterson Quartet behind them, which is Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Buddy Rich on drums. Great group of players behind them there. And that was your second set here tonight of New England music. I have a few more things planned here, but first we got to hear some more Brass Bonanza, of course. What do I want to plug here tonight before we hear a little bit more music to close this out? First off, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Please pay a visit to our website where you can find out about all the great programming, all the excellent shows on Radio Free Brooklyn. 24 hours a day, we've got all different kinds of shows. Talk shows, music shows, call-ins, lots of fun stuff. And while you're there, please, if you like what you hear, kick in a couple of bucks to the station. We are a nonprofit community radio station bringing you freeform internet radio, and we do rely on support from our listeners and our hosts and our volunteers and our whole community here at Radio Free Brooklyn. So check out RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. to find out more about the station and find out how you can donate as well. As for me, you can listen to all of the episodes of Everybody Plays the Fool conveniently located at everybodyplaysthefool.com. Go back through the archive. This is the 69th episode of the show, so there's lots more to comb through in there. I also want to give a plug if you are here in New York City. I host a music trivia night once a month. That is the first Tuesday of every month in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn, at a bar called Bar Chord on Cortelia Road. If you want to find out more information about that, it's a lot of fun. We've got our big anniversary show coming up on November 7th. That's the next one. But facebook.com/musictrivianyc is where you can find out more about that. And this is a nice piece of nostalgia hearing this very important song. I was a big Hartford Whalers fan as a child, and this is a great song. I read that the guy that composed this passed away this summer, so I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad that I can play this little tribute here tonight. Jack Say is his professional name. And this piece of music was just in a music library, a commercial music that was just randomly discovered by someone in the Whalers organization in the late 70s. And it went on to be this big theme song for New England sports teams for many years. So that's a good one. That about does it. I'm going to play a couple more songs here for you. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And to close out tonight, first, oh, thank you so much. Oh, that's too kind. No, I mean, it was a good episode, but please, hold your applause. We're going to hear a song from a very successful Vermont band. I think you can guess who that is. And then we'll hear a couple other things. We're also going to hear a song that I wrote, that I recorded about a week ago in New England about discount bus travel through New England. So I hope you enjoy that. Have a good night. Rather hard to keep. For when my eyes were watching hers, they closed, and I was still asleep. For when my hand was holding hers, she whispered words, and I awoke. And faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of whomever spoke. And I awoke. And faintly bouncing round the room, the echo of whomever spoke. The place I sought was far beneath the surface of the sea. My sight was poor, but I was sure the sirens sang a song for me. They dance above me as I sink. I see them through a crystal haze. And hear their sweet sound bouncing round the never-ending cold. Everybody, that was just some fish for you. And as a special treat for sticking around till the end here, I'm now going to play a song. This is me and David Delaney, him playing fiddle. This is a song I wrote many years ago, 9 or 10 years ago, I think now, about discount bus travel from New York to Boston. I wrote this song on the bus during that one trip, and then I played it for people when I got there. This is a more recent recording. We kind of threw it together. I hope you enjoy it. This song is called Chinatown Bus.
Feng Hua brung my body and all my stuff, and 49 of the patrons to our destination. Driver gave me a scare with all his speeding, and weaving through the perilous New England highway, I just thank my lucky star we made it there. There's a woman in front of me, she's tired and wants to take a nap. She pushes the button down on her bus seat and reclines into my lap. And I said, damn that bitch, and damn this trip, and I curse up at the moon. Then I stop and say, it'll be okay, because I'll be in Boston soon. 'Cause the Feng Hua brung my body and all my stuff, and 49 of the patrons to our destination. The driver gave me a scare with all his speeding, and weaving through the perilous New England highway, I just thank my lucky star we made it there. Admire the way they drive all night. And if this bus doesn't catch on fire, we'll probably be alright. Because the Feng Hua brung my body and all my stuff, and 49 of the patrons to our destination. The driver gave me a scare with all his speeding, and we through the perilous New England highway, I just thank my lucky star we made it there. Everybody, Feng Hua brung my body and all my stuff, 49 of the patrons to our destination. Driver gave me a scare with all his. I just thank my lucky star we made it there. I just thank my lucky star we made it there.